the all-terrain stroller, walking the rest himself. Love, taken to its most extravagant, unnecessary, all-terrain conclusion. He climbs out of the stroller at the corner, four paws down, and walks the rest of the way on his own, visibly, almost audibly, embarrassed for you both. The cup holder goes unused. The sunshade shades no one. Somewhere between the driveway and the mailbox, the gift you were so sure he wanted revealed itself as a gift you wanted to give, which is a different thing entirely. This is the Empress's shadow. Nurture that stopped listening to what was actually needed. Not every act of love lands as love, sometimes it lands as a stroller nobody asked for, blocking a hallway, holding a dog who'd rather be doing literally anything with his own legs. Ask what he actually wants before you buy the next thing, what may cross your path. The stroller sits folded in the garage, a monument to an idea that didn't survive contact with reality. He stares at you flatly when you attempt to lift him back in. A neighbor asks, not unkindly, if he's doing okay, implying illness, when it's just marketing. You realize the thing you bought says more about you than about him. Notice the difference between what he needs and what makes you feel like a good owner. They're not always the same purchase. Your mantra, "My love doesn't need a cup holder to be real."